May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 732. Indulgent God, how kind are all thy ways to me, whose dark benighted mind was enmity with thee. Yet now, subdued by sovereign grace, my spirit longs for thy embrace. Hymn 732.
Thank you. pray thee, Lord, help us to read firstly a few verses from the second chapter of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 2, reading the first 7 verses. We turn to Job chapter 23. Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, and we compassed Mount Seir many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, ye have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward, and command thou the people, saying, ye are to pass through the coast of your brethren, the children of Esau, which dwell in Seir. They shall be afraid of you. Take ye good heed unto yourselves, therefore, meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, no, not so much as a foot breadth, because I have given Mount Seir unto Esau for a possession. Ye shall buy meat of them for money, that ye may eat. And ye shall also buy water of them for money, that ye may drink. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Job chapter 23. Then Job answered and said, even today is my complaint bitter. My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. I would order my cause before him, and fill my mouth with arguments. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say unto me. Will he plead against me with his great power? No, but he would put strength in me. There the righteous might dispute with him, so should I be delivered forever from my judge. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, but I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his step. His way have I kept, and not declined. Neither have I gone back from from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him. For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither hath he covered the darkness from my face. Amen. Lord, we see thy gracious help. Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant us living prayer, faith in our hearts. Grant, O Lord, that thou wilt remember us, for we cannot judge between what is of flesh and of the Spirit. We are so dependent upon thee, and we feel, O Lord, our lack of true and living prayer. We desire, Lord, that thou grant to us thy Spirit. Grant indicted prayer. The Lord will surely hear. And we pray, Lord, that thou hear the prayers gone up. Grant, O Lord, that abundant answer. But Lord, remember us as we call upon thee, and we seek that thou wilt look down upon us from the height of heaven. Doth the Lord behold the earth? And Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant thine eye may be upon us, Lord, here in thy house, but Lord, more than that, as we pass swiftly through life's journey. And Lord, as we view our need, it is, Lord, for more grace. And we pray, Lord, that thou grant to us living faith in exercise. And we plead the name of Jesus, the only name just suited to sinners in all their unbelief. The Lord, feeling it to be a dreadful plague, Lord, being so much acquainted with it, we pray, Lord, that thou remember us with the man that cried out because of it. Lord, I believe, help that thou mine unbelief. Lord, do bless the Sabbath school. Things, Lord, that have been attended to. The truth of God. And the words, Lord, that have been spoken. And we pray that thou bless the children. Bless, Lord, each one of us. That, Lord, do grant that thou wilt not only bless the word now, but may it be brought to remembrance and set before wayward souls, that they may return to their Father's house. Lord, do grant thy word and the authority of it. Lord, after like bread sown upon the waters after many days. We do pray, Lord, that thou grant answers of peace. We seek, Lord, that thou wilt remember us each. And grant, O Lord, that we may be well prepared, Lord, for a great eternity. Our dear aged friends, we pray that they may be well exercised concerning the ends of all things. That the little lot here below may there be much exercise in their hearts. And O Lord, to remember us each, we know not, Lord, the number of our days. We pray to be right and kept right and brought right. We pray, Lord, for seekers, that thou bless them and grant, O Lord, that portion of Ruth's portion to those that seek thee in the gospel field, that they may glean among the sheaves. For those, Lord, that may need thee in the matters, Lord, that are known to thee, both in soul and circumstances. Lord, when providence and grace unite to bring us to thy footstool, remember, Lord, those that have to say, Lord, I am oppressed, undertake for me. Remember those, Lord, that are heavy laden. We believe Jesus knows them. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, remember those that are sorely troubled, greatly perplexed. Lord, that feel the way to be rough. Lord, that come into great straits. Lord, that are sorely tempted and much tried. Lord, whether the Lord is among us or not. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou lift up the light of thy countenance and grant, O Lord, some sweet relief and do assure us, Lord, that we are thine. Oh, we need something real. Lord, we do pray that thy word may be in power and authority. Lord, in these dark days, yet, Lord, to grant that the remnant may know that the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. With those, Lord, that may need thee in some particular great matter, for thou only canst give the word. Lord, be with each one. We pray, Lord, for those in sickness. We thank thee for that goodly measure of health restored, and yet we look to thee. Remember our dear ones. Lord, do continue to grant thy tender mercies, thy good hand. Lord, there have been others that have known such tender mercies. Continue to grant, O Lord, thy healing touch. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember each one, each family, and each one that calls upon thee. And we pray that thou wilt hear and answer prayer. And O Lord, do come. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be mindful of us on the Sabbath day's evening journey. And Jesus himself drew near. Lord, do come, we pray thee. And do turn our hearts, Lord, unto thee. that they may burn by thy grace. And we need a touch of thy love. We need thee, Lord, to assure us that it is thee, Lord. We pray for those unable to be here, Lord, through age, infirmity, those that are away, remember them each, we pray. Lord, do grant that thou wilt hear prayer for Zion still. Lord, do we not pray that thou wilt return, blessed Spirit of Truth. Lord, not to the world, but all the places where thy name is not honoured, but to Zion, where thou hast said, the Lord is there. We pray that thou wilt come, O Lord, and grant answers of peace. There may be those, Lord, that shall say, hinder me not, you much loved saints, for I must go with you. Lord, may there be a going in the tops of the mulberry trees. Grant, O Lord, that thou return, blessed Spirit of Truth. Lord, do help us to remember thy word. The judgment must begin at the house of God. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt have mercy upon us. Remember our land and its defilement, sin and sodomy. O Lord, in its blasphemy. And O Lord, we pray that thou wilt arise, continue to grant answers to our prayers. Lord, that thou wilt remember thy cause in the earth. Remember thy name, for thy name's sake, to remember our land and the churches that remain. Lord, we desire that thou wilt help us to pray as we ought. Oh, do we not need thee, Lord, to come and remember us? Lord, we pray for thy witness to our hearts. Lord, that thou hast with dear Elijah, that I have done all these things at thy word. Lord, with many that sought that true token. Lord, with those that called upon the Lord, that when the heavens were iron and brass. Lord, remember that those that know what it is to wait upon thee. Lord, and say, how long? We pray that thou wilt grant, O Lord, now that forgiveness of all sin, unworthiness, poverty, and all our transgressions, Lord, our utter helplessness and the sinfulness of it. And we pray, Lord, for more grace. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt be with each one. Lord, begin with me. We desire to own all thy many mercies and say continually, hitherto hath thee, Lord, helped us. For thy healing mercies, for thy great goodness, Lord, for thy loving kindness, oh, how great. And do, Lord, remember us now, we pray. Lord, do hear poor prayers. Do forgive all amiss. Do help us, we pray, for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 1147. The heavens declare thy glory, Lord. In every star thy wisdom shines. But when our eyes behold thy word, we read thy name in fairer lines. Hymn 1147.
Thank you.
as the Lord may be pleased to help me, I will direct your prayerful attention to Deuteronomy chapter 33. Deuteronomy chapter 33, reading verses 24 and especially verse 25. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And of Asher he said, let Asher be blessed with children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren. Let him dip his foot in oil. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. We feel very straitened and very tried, but we cannot speak too much of that. The word seems to rest a little upon my mind, and we desire the help of God to speak from this most sacred part of God's word. Oh, the blessings that are recorded here. A blessing for Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him. Be thou an help to him from his enemies. And oh, what words are these the Lord has made so precious unto those that are brought down to the end of their journey. There is none like unto the God of Jeshurun and all the God of Israel, who rideth upon the heaven in thy help. And in his excellency on the sky, the eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. But he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and so destroy them. Now the chapter is a well-known chapter. Many things have been preached from it. Much is recorded concerning the living children of God, the Lord's dear people. But, oh friends, do we not need these things made over? Do we not need the Lord to grant us that personal application? The word here could be spoken of at length. With regard to God's ancient people, the tribe of Asher, things which may be recorded of that particular blessing in natural things. But is there not a heavenly Asher? Is there not the one beautifully set forth in the Word of God? Is that heavenly Asher? And those children that are known to him. And this blessing that is spoken of here is that which does set forth the Lord and his dear people, those children that are born again, those children of God. May the Lord grant them. We've tried to speak a little this morning, but we must press on a little. But oh, may the Lord have a people. And may the Lord grant that from the ruins of the fall there might be those that are separated and brought to the truth, and to leave all beside for the truth of God that lays in their hearts, and they are persuaded of those things that the Lord has recorded, and they're persuaded of their need. And the Lord indeed blessed them. But my thoughts have gone much to the following verse, but we notice that of Asher, let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Oh, what a beautiful word that is concerning those earthly ashes, as we may speak of shepherds with their flock, and the truth that they need to be acceptable to the brethren, that their foot must be in the oil, and they must know the sweet unction of his grace, and his name like ointment poured forth. Let him dip his foot in oil. Now, friends, I must hasten, because in my few thoughts, I believe there's something very precious in these few words. They're well known, but oh, there's a blessing in them. This is the blessing that the Lord makes known. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And in the word before us, it seems to rest upon my mind a little that the Lord speaks of his dear people, and he speaks of the way that they must take. The scripture rested upon my mind in that seventh verse of the second of Deuteronomy. For the Lord thy God hath blessed thee in all the works of thy hands. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. These 40 years the Lord thy God hath been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. My thoughts have gone this particular part of the word of God. Friends, what a sacred part it is. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness. My thoughts seem to be quickened in the consideration of these words that the Lord knows that are walking through the wilderness. Perhaps it may be a word in season. Perhaps it may be a word the Lord may grant to those that have long walked through this great wilderness. That have walked long according to the dispensation of the Lord concerning them, concerning the way that they take, concerning what the Lord has appointed in the way that he makes known for them. And so there's a few thoughts that rest upon my mind. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Well known words. And I dare say that there are many things that might be said of Asher, of the tribe of Asher, and what the Lord will provide, and how he will go before his people, and how the Lord will grant of his precious word. Perhaps it may be a word in season. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Now we must leave aside those things which may be are true, but yet is there not that need for the opening up of the word? As the Lord may help us, I desire to look at this word in a gospel sense. Desire the Lord to grant some understanding of such a promise. Well, the word of the Lord that might be granted, thy shoes shall be iron and brass. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Well, how clearly in this word we believe the Lord speaks of different to the world. The shoes that are appointed by God. What for? For the wilderness. To walk in the way that God will appoint. This is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right hand, when you turn to the left. These shoes of iron and brass, do they not speak of the way? To God, is it not a way that is hard to some poor pilgrim's feet? And all they do or think or say, they opposition me. But does not the Lord speak of a different shoe to the worldling? Does he not speak in the word here that there are those things to walk out, walk in and walk through? Is there not a way, dear Job, that knew it in the 23rd of Job? And is it not that same way that Moses speaks of in the word before us this evening? And dear Job, friend, he was in that way that God appointed, and God gave him those shoes and granted him that guidance and direction. Let me try and speak a little of it. Even today, Job said, is my complaint bitter? My stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. I might come even to his seat. Oh, how this psalm is a psalm that gathers up those desires that the Lord is acquainted of. But friends, this is the way that we desire to notice it, that the Lord will go before his people and he will guide their doubtful footsteps, right? He will grant in that chapter of Job that although the ways are so dark and so rough, and although the flesh dislikes the way, that faith yet approves it well, dear Job went forward. But he declared he is not there. And backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, and I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, but I cannot see him. Now, in such a way, in such a path, we need the Lord to grant those shoes of iron and brass. And I want to notice the truth in this way. The Lord is pleased to grant that help of God to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. And also, as we think of dear Job, he's declared, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot hath held his steps, his way thy kept, and not decline. But you know, there's a deep that couches beneath. There is, that in this chapter, in this part of God's word, that heavenly direction, and that word that the Lord may grant unto his dear people. And it's this, he performeth the thing that is appointed for me. And many such things are with him. But then, speaking from these shoes and iron and brass, we must notice the word of the Lord is this. They're given. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. The Lord appoints these shoes of iron and brass just for the way that he knows. And he appoints. And there's none like these shoes. And much could be said of the natural parts, but I want to speak experimentally, the spiritual part. I want to speak that in the word of the Lord, to those that need such shoes of iron and brass, to walk out of their little lot, and to know that help of God to continue. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass. As thy days, so shall thy strength. Well, not only are these shoes of iron and brass appointed for the way, it is when the Lord will appoint them to that way that he appoints. You have dwelt long enough in this mount. Oh, how clear it is. Meddle not with them, for I will not give you of their land, though not so much as a footbreadth. Because I have given Mount Seir and also Esau for a possession. But then to speak a little further from this word. These shoes that are spoken of here are that which the Lord reveals in the word of his grace, are those shoes that shall not wear out. Why do we speak of those things? Well, in my mind and heart, there is this reason, there is this application. Something yet to walk out. Something yet the Lord will make known. And you come to a full stop. And perhaps it may be like this. How slow do we move in the ways of the Lord, weighted down and in such a place like Job, you neither can go forward or back, but he knoweth the way that I take. Not only that, but these shoes are those shoes of iron and brass, and the meaning of it is this: the way will be hard and will be rough. And also I want to speak rightly that the Lord will appoint that thy shoes be iron and brass, and as thy days so shall thy strength be. So this word speaks in these few verses. Thus the Lord appoints, thus the word stands, thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy day so shall thy strength be. Well, sometimes the Lord may cause us to walk in this way that is before us. Or is it not a time when the heavens are like iron and brass? Are there not those times when you come before the Lord and see that the Lord will grant some intimation that he is mindful of you, and that the Lord will fulfill all his counsel? Now there's another application. You know, it's this, these shoes really set forth walking in those precepts and the word and the truth of the gospel. Now the application is this. It's the old truths. The things that God reveals to the heart. The things that God proclaims in his word. And the Lord grant the application. It's this. Here, friends, is that way that God leads his people from generation to generation. Here is the way the Lord brings his people into those same paths. These shoes are the same shoes that our forefathers walked in, that the Lord makes known for the way, the truth that he declares, that this is the way, walk in it. To come a little further. The truth of God that lays on my heart is this. That how we need that which the Lord only can give. To walk out and to continue. To continue in those same blessed truths. In the way that God appoints. That then most clearly upon my mind is to speak from this word with regard to these shoes and this beautiful word, as thy day so shall thy strength be. But let's be absolutely clear. It is in the way in which God causes his people to walk and to cast their all upon him. Cast in all your care upon him. For he careth for you. As thy days, so shall thy strength. Well, in just a few words, I believe there is such a fullness. Are those shoes that are spoken of, are those shoes that God appoints right to the end of the journey? Those shoes that are spoken of, that is how the Lord will bring his people to the end of their journey by walking out those same paths, learning the same truths. And oh, how needful they are, aren't they? Perhaps some of you set out on the journey in the way of the pilgrimage. We've read somewhat of those years and how it seemed to be a way that was easy. Or in this way, it seemed you could make good progress. Oh, a little touch of his love. Friends, how that we can go, can't we? The love of our espousals. You know, we think we'll be at the end of the journey when it's shed abroad in the heart. Those dear saints of God that have been so favoured that they've had one foot in heaven. Oh, to know a little of that sweet fullness of his love. And then that we notice how swiftly that we may have gone from Sabbath to Sabbath. A little of his love in our hearts. The Sabbath is that day of rest and blessing too. And we thought that thus it would be all the way to the end of our journey, with providence and grace uniting, a full a sky with no clouds, How different, isn't it? If I know anything, it's absolutely different, utterly different to what we first thought. The Lord did not lead the children of Israel to the promised land, but by the way of the wilderness. He directed their footsteps in that way known to him and him alone. It was to purge and separate them. And indeed, what losses there were. What a stripping out. And how many were of Israel, of Israel were not of Israel. What lustings. What things did the Lord bring to pass? And how the people chose, didn't they? And they rejected the way. Just like you and me. Oh, let God try the heart. And you'll say, I want something different. I thought that the way would be so different. I thought that it would be that way which would bring us the nearer to the object of our love. No. Through the wilderness. And that is where these shoes of iron and brass are prescribed. Friends, there's none like them. What are they? Well, they're the steps of a good man that are ordered by the Lord. And these shoes, they walk out those ancient promises by his grace. Not a new gospel. Not something that is suitable to the flesh. But what things do we have to learn and unlearn? You know, the truth is this. The Lord will purge the heart by living faith. He'll bring his people from that lofty place and bring them to that wilderness journey. Thy shoes there shall be iron and brass. As thy day, so shall thy strength be. And we want to leave the literal application. I want to speak of these shoes of iron and brass in an experimental way in the gospel. What do we notice firstly? Of the iron. Well, I think of it in that application that dear Joseph knew. We had to walk out such a way, didn't he? Until his word came, the word of the Lord tried him. Is it not that yoke? Is it not that by which God will bring his people? They can't get out of their trials. But the Lord hedges them in. But their hearts sometimes feel the iron in their soul. But they're brought to a place where there's only one place to go. And that is to the Lord. And their shoes are iron and brass. Particularly in this, that they have those things which bring them so low. And they have to walk in them. Can't get out of it. Are those things which God appoints. And so their steps. Oh how. Sometimes they can't put one foot in front of the other. And how sometimes they're sorely tried. And they wonder where the scene will end. Well, the Lord sets them down in covenant promises. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. It's walking it out, isn't it? Oh, that truth. I wonder if you know what it is to have that iron in your soul and feel to be harder than the nether millstone. Oh, to feel that the Lord has forsaken you with Zion. And to need the Lord to deliver. What does he do? He doesn't take you out of the trial. He gives you shoes to walk in it. So different, isn't it? And that's what we learn continually. Oh, how it is a wilderness, isn't it? I know the wilderness, the journey, the Lord declares. How the Lord speaks it through this great wilderness. Have you ever had those shoes, iron and brass, to bring you on your way? To bring you to that place where the Lord is pleased to guide your doubtful footsteps right. You know, these steps are often backwards, aren't they? After we've gone astray, left our first love. That's the hard part, isn't it? Walking in that way the Lord appoints. Oh, that I knew where I might find him. Oh, those steps, friends, are hard, aren't they? And how we need the Lord to grant us shoes to walk in them. The application is this. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. You know, there's a beautiful part in the prophecy that we may mention concerning the shoes of iron and brass and the truth that the Lord makes known in the way. 45th chapter of Isaiah. To open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gate shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Ah, the application, friends, is this. You have to walk in it until the Lord is pleased, as this word declares, to go before you. You have to wait with these shoes of iron and brass until the Lord appears. There's another application. You know, the Lord sometimes causes his people to walk in those compound troubles, where they're out of one trouble and in another. So the word may be spoken of like this: grace sufficient for that day, but what about this day? But those things you've walked in, but here are fresh troubles. You never thought you'd walk in them. Those things which the Lord appoints, and surely they are those things that are in the way. How shall we go on? How shall we get through? My shoes shall be iron and brass. Friends, the Lord will bring you through. Oh, you need the Lord to grant you daily strength. You need the Lord to grant you that double portion of his Spirit. Well, the application also may be spoken of the tempter and the mocking adversary, the adders, the things that belong to the wilderness, and those things which may overtake us. You need the Lord then, won't you? We grant you those shoes of iron and brass. Oh, it is enemy's land. There are those times when you need the Lord to show you just what to do and to grant you a Sabbath day's journey, perhaps, Something gleaned in his house. Something the Lord will speak. You haven't got it in the world, have you? You haven't got it in your calling here below, but you have to seek the Lord to help you through it. Those daily trials, business trials, God forbid, church trials. Those things which the Lord appoints, and yet silently, graciously, it gives you those shoes of iron and brass. And it leads us so much, doesn't it, into this text and the last part of it. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Oh, what a word it is. It's been preached from here, I'm sure. But what about these days? Days that the Lord appoints Job to walk in them. Many of them. Months of them. Even years of them. But the great trial of faith. Or how it is with some of us. Our signs seem to be covered over. Seems as if we need the Lord to grant us the help of God to endure. Well, what is in this text? Well, the strength in it. Equal to our day. Something else. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Something measured out. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Well, we have to learn a few things. It's not our old flesh. It dislikes the way. Faith approves it well. It's not our earthly wisdom. That comes to nothing, doesn't it? It's not how we think, it's how the Lord thinks. It is not by what we put our hand to, it's what the Lord puts his hand to. It's not the way of man to know his way, but it is the Lord to guide and direct and to bring his people in that yoke and to bring them by the way in which he will make himself known. As thy days, so shall thy strength. There's something else, isn't there? How we, perhaps at booking up time, we feel much. How shall we get through? But it's not just ministers, is it? It's those that walk in the ways that God appoints. Oh, how shall we get through? As thy days, so shall thy strength be. So there's a measuring out. No stock in hand. Friends, if only I could have all my texts written down before ever I go off to preach sometimes, I'd be so pleased. If I knew on a Saturday what I would do for the Sunday, oh, in my old flesh, I'd be well prepared for it. All things written down, something to look on. No. The Lord turns it all upside down. And it's this, isn't it? What will the Lord have me to speak? This one so weak that creeps into God's house. What good is it if I've got a stock? Or any God-sent minister. Well, the Lord can bless it. But it's that poor, tried, troubled heart that feels God is utterly forsaken. He's quite mistook the way. He's out of the way. And God that has set up against him, built against him with dear Nehemiah in the Lamentations, feeling that it's proved the matter is sealed, that God has no purpose of grace. or that the Lord has shut the door, or so it seems to be. And this one creeps into God's house. And friends, they've got so many troubles on the right hand and the left, the iron in their soul, and their way is so shut up, brought to a full stop. Well, you, friends, and I, who need the Lord to be our sufficiency for every step, for every part of the journey. But what about those trials that come? When united trials meet to show a path of safe retreat. Oh, is it not a beautiful word? Measured out day by day, more than that, the trials themselves are all numbered, all laid out in the mind of the Lord. That's what Job had to prove, but he knoweth the way that I take. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. There are days that we speak of, but in the word of the Lord, where the Lord humbles his people and brings them down and lays them in the dust with the promises. Where is it? Hast thou not said? Oh, is the Lord's hand shortened that it cannot save? Or his ear heavy that it cannot hear? Ah, but then we read, he weakened my strength in the way. The Lord is pleased to take away the props. We've got a good many friends of ourselves. No one may we never come before the Lord as if we think he ought to work according to our way. But not my will, but thine be done. But what strength is this? A little summing up of the strength of the creature. No, friends. It's the Lord himself, isn't it? The strength of our righteousness. The strength of the covenant. The strength of his love. You rest in his love. The strength of his righteousness. Oh, and is there not a beautiful application, equal to our day? Sometimes we may be sorely tried in providence, another day sorely tried in grace. And yet each day, each trial, the Lord is pleased to grant that word of his grace. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and that's not all. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Why, here, friends, is that mighty arm, the arm of the Lord. Has it waxed short that it cannot slay? But I think of it in perhaps another way. And I do believe in being discreet. The Lord secretly upholds his people. They can't say, oh, I'm upheld today. No, they just travel on. We've sung in our opening hymn something of it. Leaning, move along. So poor and needy, upheld by his omnipotent hand. So insignificant, and yet upheld from day to day, brought safely through. Are there not those that we continually bring before the Lord? Can we not see something of that daily help given that strength afforded. But this resignation is that sweet submission under his will. And he upholds his dear people in it. Not my will but thine be done. That's something very precious, isn't it? When strength is given in adversity, when strength is given to bear the heavy cross. Oh, and is not this strength of Israel, the strength of Israel, the mighty God of Jacob? You know, I believe the Lord upholds his dear people and strengthens their hearts and grants that daily help. May we prove it. But the time has gone. Well, there's one thing sure. For each day, the Lord will give strength. And as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Sometimes there may be a heavy cross. Oh, the Lord knows just what he appoints, but the strength equal to the heavy cross. And does not the Lord bring his people through, bettered by it, able to bless God for it? Let's walk in it, isn't it? It was good that I have been afflicted. But I must leave a few things. We are mindful, friends, how little we have lifted up the Lord Jesus. We bow under the thought of it. Oh, may the Lord be our strength and the righteousness of his dear people. Let's leave it. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day were £510, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Timothy Rosier will preach on Wednesday evening, and Mr. John Rosier next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 592. Mighty to save is Christ the Lamb. Let all the saints adore his name and make his goodness known. With one accord proclaim abroad the wonders of their Saviour God, whose blood did once atone. Hymn 592.
Thank you.
enemies. Lord, to grant thy sweet mercy maybe toward us. Lord, do remember us as we leave thy house. May it please thee, Lord, to go with us. Now may the grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God, the communion, the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with you all. Amen.